The Masthead, the Seamen's Church Institute. In this issue, August 2022, SCI covering the August conferences. Two key features to be added to Center of Maritime Education Client Service Experience. Meaningful work, Tulane Law student Ashley Higgs, Summer Center for Mariner Advocacy Internship. On this date, from the SCI Archives. The world depends on mariners. Mariners depend on SCI, and SCI depends on you. Support SCI. SCI covering the August conferences. One of SCI's priorities is to maintain an active presence within the maritime community, raising visibility within the industry of the personal support, education, and legal advocacy services we offer to river mariners and seafarers. To that end, conference attendance is important, and this August, SCI has attended three conferences. Senior Chaplain Thomas Rhodes, Chaplain Associate Howard Doc Whitaker, and Center of Mariner Advocacy, CMA Director, Phil Shiflin were part of a panel discussion on critical incident stress management, CISM, at the Gulf Intracoastal Canal Association, GICA conference in New Orleans, August 3rd to 5th. SCI Executive Director Mark Nesselhut, Chaplain James Colin, and CMA Director Phil Shiflin, along with representatives from our sister mariner welfare organizations, attended the North American Maritime Ministry Association Conference, NAMA, in Baltimore, August 9th through 11th. CMA Director Phil Shiflin and Chaplain David Shirk attended the American Waterways Operators, AWO, Summer Safety Meeting in Chicago, August 17th to 18th. Photos show SCI Chaplain David Shirk and Center for Maritime Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin, SCI Executive Director Mark Nesselhut, and SCI Chaplain James Colin attend the NAMA Conference in Baltimore, Maryland, August 9th to 11th. SCI Senior Chaplain Thomas Rhodes and Chaplain Associate Howard Doc Whitaker participated on a CISM panel discussion at the GICA Conference in New Orleans, Louisiana, October 3rd to 5th. Photo by Frank McCormick. The Knit Before Christmas, SCI's magazine for our Christmas at Sea Fiber Artist Community, is in the mail. But you can also check out the Summer 2022 issue online. If you're reading the magazine while listening to me, click here to read. You can download the PDF here. Two key features to be added to CME Client Service Experience. SCI Center for Maritime Education is adding two key features to their client service experience in September, registration automation and blended learning modules. Registration automation will allow CME clients to sync up their HR databases with SCI, streamlining service course re-enrollment. Providing clients the option of automation reduces the labor and potential for error that comes with additional data input on the user end. Additionally, syncing with our client's HR department gives us the potential to update our enrollment database automatically whenever clients experience personnel changes and promotions. Blended Learning, launching in September, offers our CME clients the option of augmenting the simulator training they receive at our CME centers in Paducah, Kentucky, or Houston, Texas, with a variety of specific e-learning courses dedicated to the rules of the road, legal obligations training. These blended learning courses are asynchronous and can be accessed by mariners anytime and anywhere they have a cell phone signal. As CMA values proficiency, each module provides testing so mariners can reinforce concepts they may have missed before they are permitted to move on. For more information about these features or any of our training at CME, contact CME at seamenschurch.org or call 973-589-5828. Learn more about CSI's Center for Maritime Education. Two photos included the navigation rules and company policies and a photograph of Captain Stephen Polk. Meaningful work, Tulane Law student Ashley Higgs, summer CMA internship. The photo shows Tulane SCI summer intern Ashley Higgs with CMA Director Philip C. Schifflin, Jr., Esquire, photo by Arthur Eves. For 27 years, SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy has welcomed students from Tulane University School of Law to work as interns during their 1L summer. This summer, CMA welcomed Ashley Higgs to the longstanding program, where she was able to engage with and learn from the meaningful work that CMA does. Here are a few of the projects in which Ashley participated. A long-range research project about the repatriation rights of U.S. mariners upon the completion of their contract. In light of the ongoing labor crisis and COVID-19 pandemic, Ashley's research will provide CMA with more tools to assist mariners forced to overstay their contracts. Along with CMA Director Phil Schifflin, Ashley connected with Ali Sendeno, the founder and CEO of Women Offshore. Through this introduction, Ashley has begun research projects about enforcement and penalties for sexual assault, sexual harassment cases on ships, and increased representation of women in maritime. Assisted CMA with the two cases in Spanish, translating emails, newspaper articles from 1973, medical reports, and communications with mariners to understand the cases and problems, solve solutions. Visited New York City, where Ashley met with attorneys from two large law firms, the Liberian Ship Registry, SCI Chaplains at the International Seafarers Center, Seafarers of Port Newark while on ship visits, and U.S. Coast Guard Sector New York Port State Control Division. Helped to coordinate the organization and collaboration of a Mariner Wellness Steering Committee, work that extends from the Paducah Roundtable in July 2021, where leaders and experts in the maritime field met to discuss the wellness issues mariners face and how to best resolve them. Ashley plans to return to Tulane Law for the fall 2022 semester, where she will act as a junior member of the Maritime Law Journal, Vice President of the Maritime Law Society, and most importantly, a dedicated 2L law student. She passes along her thanks to Douglas Stevenson, CMA Director Emeritus, and to all of the wonderful staff at the Seamen's Church Institute who are welcoming and helpful in her search for more information about maritime law. She would especially like to thank Phil Schifflin for his gracious mentorship and guidance during her time as an intern. For the Seamen's Church Institute, it was a pleasure having Ashley aboard. We are grateful for her contribution and wish her well. A photo included in the magazine is captioned, "Recently, Ashley joined SCI Chaplain Tom Rhodes for a long ride aboard Marquette's MV Dennis Fromenthal." Pictured here, Ashley joined the crew in the wheelhouse during the watch change for the daily safety meeting. Learn more about SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy. From the SCI archives, on this date, 60 years ago, the Lookout reported on a two-week exhibit by the New York Shipcraft Club with this photo of visiting American seafarer John Forsyth and German seafarer Klaus Kruger, admiring one of the models. SCI's legendary ship model collection was distributed elsewhere as vessel turnaround times reduced and SCI's operations moved to Newark and the inland waterways, but we retained a few choice models in our collection. Read The Lookout from July-August 1962. Save the date. Riverbell Awards Luncheon, December 8th at 11 a.m., Paducah, Kentucky. Please contact our development office at 212-349-9090 should you require additional information or assistance. If you're reading the physical magazine, you can click here to learn more. Support SCI. Thank you to our corporate sponsors. Sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram. Supporting sponsors, ABS, American Bureau Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, since 1864, Moran, Trinity Church, Wall Street. In-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. The Seamen's Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please click on the button below to complete an online subscription form. Naturally, if you're reading the Magazine, as you're listening to me, you can click on the button which says Subscribe to the Masthead. The Seaman Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Thank you. Until next time.